It's my pleasure to welcome you to Answers from Scripture. Whether you're just being introduced to the Bible for the first time or you've been studying it for a lifetime, I'm confident that you'll benefit from Brother Mark's passionate explanations for the Word of God.
How you doing? Welcome back. This is your host, Brother Mark, Answers from Scriptures. And the question today will be a familiar one if you've lived these last couple of years, and that is, should we trust the science? For 2 years, there was nothing said more often. There was no mantra quoted more frequently by the press and by the government that trust the science, trust the science, trust the science. Should we trust the science? Once or twice on a video, maybe I've said something that caused people to believe that I was making fun of science. So I just want to clear that up a little bit today, if I may. Jeremiah chapter 17, beginning of verse 5, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited." This heath was a name for a juniper tree that would be found way out in the desert, and it would be completely parched and strange formations, strange shapes. I looked at several pictures, just curious pictures, because they couldn't grow right. And this was the concept, that a person will try to live so far away from the possibility of harm, that they also live far away from the possibility of help. And they'll isolate themselves and they'll be out in the desert and there won't be anybody to help them. Not although they won't see evil come, but they won't see the good come either. They'll so separate and isolate themselves in the name of, we got to trust what man says. And the Bible warns us we're cursed if we trust in man. That's the real issue. The word science is just put in there to intimidate us. It has nothing to do with science. Are we going to trust God? Or are we going to trust man? And I didn't hear a whole lot from the presidential desk about it's time to trust God and we need to pray and we need to get right with God and ask him to heal our land, because God could have done that. But no, it's trust the science, trust the science, trust the science. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6. And I hope that gives us some clarity in 1 Timothy chapter 6. And it says this, "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust." What had been committed to his trust? Paul had taught him the doctrine of the Bible, the doctrine of God. Trust God, trust God, trust God. "Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called." He said, something's going to happen. You're going to get opposition. You're going to get pushback. People are going to contradict you. People are going to try to take over your church. People are going to try to tell the opposite of what you're saying. And what they'll do is they'll come in the name of science. But it's science falsely so called. Pseudoscience. That's the exact word there in the Greek, pseudo, or in name only. Falsely so called. That's the problem. See, years ago, emperors tried to make themselves gods and speak on behalf of God and say, in the name of God and in the sign of this cross, we're supposed to go and conquer. And then they would start wars. And nobody would argue because they said they spoke in the name of God. Well, now most of our governments have rejected God completely. But they had to have some way to manipulate and control the people. So now they say, in the name of science. And they do it. Why? Because they're such great scientists? No, they know nothing about science. They're evoking the name of science. The word science just means knowledge. And God's people aren't destroyed because they have too much knowledge. They're destroyed because they lack knowledge. We need more knowledge, not less. But I'm saying be skeptical when people invoke the name of science to try to push an agenda, and they're really trying to get you to trust man rather than God. It says, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee, amen. Some have professed this science but it's not science. It's falsely called science. Why? Romans 1. See, true knowledge and true understanding and true science would start with the fear of the Lord and the knowledge of the Lord. But these people, it says in Romans 1:21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, and became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So you have a group of people, they call themselves scientists, but they refuse to acknowledge God. So they start out with an unfounded premise. There's a creation, but no creator. And then they have to make up a lot of missing links to explain this so-called absence of a creator. They can't come to the knowledge of the truth because they've rejected the truth, because they're not willing to discuss the truth. Well, it tells us what to do about that in Romans chapter 3, Romans 3, 3 through 4. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. Now, when I'm coming to you and I'm saying, be careful, be skeptical, don't fall for this, trust the science, it's not because I'm anti-science. Just as it was wrong for Constantine to invoke the name of God and tell people they were doing things in the name of God, which didn't come from God, it's wrong for today's politicians to invoke the name of science. Do you realize that scientists basically in our day will say whatever they're paid to say? You know that it was doctors that were recommending cigarettes in the early years and recommending them as a health aid? You're not healthy? Smoke your doctor's favorite brand of cigarettes. And they'd invoke the name of science. Do you know in Europe that there were regularly studies that came out by scientists that talked about how healthy it was to drink alcohol every day? You should drink alcohol every day for your health. I lived in Europe, and when I tell people I don't drink, and they'd say, not at all? I said, no, I don't drink alcohol at all. They'd say, well, how do you stay healthy? They were convinced by the scientists that something that does little but kill brain cells and destroy your liver was somehow making them healthy. But it's what the scientists are telling us. Do you realize these elitists that are coming in the name of science, do you realize they've rejected God? They've rejected the Ten Commandments. They've made up their own Ten Commandments. And the very first commandment is to make sure to maintain the world's population at no more than 500 million people. Well, we're already at 8 billion. So what are they saying? Well, it sounds like they're in favor of 15 out of every 16 people on the planet dying. They're for that. When those people come to you and say, oh, trust the science, run! Get out of there as fast as you can. So why? You're anti-science. No, they're anti-science. But they're trying to use the name of it. Science, falsely so-called. Why? Because all science begins with God. And if you reject God and won't accept God, then using the name science isn't going to help us any. Don't trust in man. Don't trust in man. We were so messed up, so many people deceived for 2 years, doing everything that was against true science, and were hurting themselves and ruining their health. And people that are openly for the depopulation of Earth and want children to die, want adults to die, you say, oh, you sound like a conspiratorialist. I'm talking about what they say with their own mouths. And we're supposed to trust those people? Well, Jeremiah says it right, thus saith the Lord, cursed be man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. But in verse 7 of the same chapter, Jeremiah chapter 17, in verse 7, it says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. I'm not that old, relatively speaking. Compared to the earth, I'm pretty young. And yet, even in my lifetime, I've seen over and over again when the so-called science contradicted the Word of God. And we just kept believing in the Word of God. And finally, even in my lifetime, the science caught up. Over and over again, where science would say, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, and the Bible would say, do it. And then the scientists would say, my goodness, we've been wrong all that time. Or where the science said, do this, and the Bible says, don't do it. Now, we're living in a day and age, you listen well, we're living in a day and age where scientists will tell you that men are living in women's bodies just because they feel effeminate. Or that's science, supposedly. Or we're living in a day and age where every 10 years, they'll tell us the earth has 10 more years. And global warming is going to destroy every one of us. And they say, well, how do they say that? How do they scare us? How do they keep us in fear so that they can manipulate and dominate and take away our liberties? How? By invoking science. Well, these were highly revered scientists and peer-reviewed. You can't. And who are you? Your little doctor degree doesn't mean anything. You're not a scientist. Are you listening? They're trying to get us to trust in men who may be intellectual, but men who have rejected God and then go about professing themselves to be wise, and they're fools. And the Bible says if we follow them, we'll be cursed. If we trust them, we'll be cursed. If we trust God, we'll be blessed. I hope your trust is in the Lord, and I hope you're living victoriously and triumphantly in these days and not hiding in some corner in fear. God bless you. You have a good week, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for listening. If you have a question you'd like to have answered, mention it in the comments field below, or visit us at www.answersfromscripture.online.